Hello, insightful viewers, and welcome to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. On today's program, we present the second of a three-part series featuring Sonia Fitzpatrick, one of the most widely recognized and respected telepathic animal communicators in the world. She has worked with clients from around the globe, including Hollywood actress Tori Spelling and vegan talk show host and actress Ellen DeGeneres, and is the author of several popular books, including What the Animals Tell Me and Cat Talk, The Secrets of Communicating with Your Cat. Miss Fitzpatrick also hosts a weekly call-in radio show called Animal Intuition on Sirius Satellite Radio, and previously hosted a series on the television channel Animal Planet called The Pet Psychic. The UK-born Miss Fitzpatrick currently lives in Texas, USA, with 5 dog and 12 cat companions, as well as a family of frogs. Why might our animal companion suddenly display inappropriate behavior? Sonia Fitzpatrick now discusses some of the reasons.
You'll suddenly get a cat that will suddenly start to urinate over the house. To the human companion, they don't even understand why there's a change in behavior, but there's always a reason. So I'm talking to animals almost every day. And this particular reason is they're emotional animals. They feel, have very deep feelings, and they sense this, and they know everything. They're very smart. They know everything. And what happens is we use a lot of chemicals people do in their homes. They don't go green with their products, and they see all this advertising on TV, oh, spray this and it'll be bad because it's animal friendly. None of those chemicals are animal friendly. In fact, they're killing our animals by spraying all these toxic fumes, using bleaches, different floor cleaners. Our home becomes a vacuum of poisons. And also, animals will put down their scent. I mean, I had a lady the other day, she said, but my cat's been urinating all over the bed. Well, those covers hold the scent. So I say go green with everything. Vinegar and water is a great cleaner. Baking soda is great. So if you do that, that can often stop your cat from urinating on the floor. Or some people even rinse out their litter boxes with bleach. Cat's sense of smell is much stronger than ours. If you can smell it, believe me, it's unpleasant for your animals. If you can go into your home, you may have a cleaning company and they use it so that you can smell, oh, that smells nice to you. But those chemicals aren't doing you any good, and they're doing even more harm to the animals. And lots of vets don't understand sometimes why cats die. Any chemical is not good for humans or animals to be inhaling all the time. Be very, very careful about what you use in your home. And don't take any notice of advertising. And people today, they've got to be fanatical about cleanliness. And bleach in a litter box, can you imagine? You can smell it. Some of them will not use the litter box, and they'll go outside of the litter box because they can't stand the smell. Sit down and really think about what you're using in your home for the animals, because animals will suddenly stop eating through having been, you know, poisoned by a chemical. Then the next thing, they suddenly can go almost paralyzed, where they stop and they're not walking, and then they suddenly will again, and eventually they'll die because those poisonous gases they're inhaling going through all their organs. Animals are very small, they're very close to the ground, and it kills a lot of our animals. People don't even realize what's wrong with them. So really be careful when you are, you know, cleaning your home. Yeah, anything chemicals, don't use it.
Through the years, Miss Fitzpatrick has communicated with thousands of cats. She explains another common mistake people make when caring for their feline friends.
A lot of people just don't know what is the best because they take their vets, you know, advice. Nice. And another thing that vets are always advise here, which is a horrendous thing to do, is declawing your cats.
Oh my gosh.
I'd never heard of that until I came to America. Declaw your cats? It's so painful. And people worry about their furniture. You can train a cat, get a scratching post, put catnip on it, put sided tape on the back of your sofas. And you're literally doing a terrible, terrible thing. And you're mutilating your cat when you take its front claws out. And they can grow back, and it's very painful for the cat, and the cat knows. And they will often revert to biting. And if they do get up, they can't climb a tree, they can't protect themselves, and it's the most painful thing, and it's the most terrible thing that you can do to the animal you love. It's just that people don't understand that. And I talk about it all the time.
Cats are very sensitive in another way, in which few caregivers may be aware.
I had a client this week, and she couldn't understand why, you know, that her cat suddenly started to attack her. And she said, every time I stroke my cat, he turns around and bites me. Well, what they don't realize is that animals have a network of nerves under the skin. Some are more to the surface. But when you do this to a cat, and some people do rough up their cats, you know, they don't just do it gently. You know, people go like this. When you do that, you can cause static. So the cat will turn immediately. The cat thinks, why is my mother doing that to me? And how dare she? And it'll turn around and bite. So often the biting is caused through something unseen, which is static, and it builds up when you keep doing this. So I tell to people, scratch it on the head. So that was the reason why the cat was biting his mum. And people just don't understand that animals are much more sensitive.
Though it may not seem significant to us, even being left alone for a few hours is more than some animal companions can bear. They may let us know their unease through different ways.
So that is one of the reasons that people call me, you know, the cat has a change or urinating outside of the litter box. And there's lots of reasons. If people go away, cats and dogs get emotionally upset. And how else can they tell them than by just making a mess on the floor or not going outside? You know, they will actually make a mess in the house to say, hey, I'm hurting. So I always say to people, tell your cats if you're going away. Tell your dogs you're going away. They understand. Tell them you'll be back and talk to them while you're awake because you have a direct contact. And people will say, well, I don't know how to talk to animals like you do. I said, you're doing it but not recognizing it. So you talk to them. They know.
And what about introducing another pet into the home?
I think dogs particularly, there's a way of doing that. I think you need to ask the dog and cat's permission if you can bring another animal in. Even if you don't hear the cat or dog's answer, at least you're acknowledging that you're including him in this particular process. So always ask them and tell them how good they are and how you need their help in looking after the animal that is coming in. Because then that makes them feel good. But when you are going to bring a new dog into the home, do not bring it straight into the house. Make sure you bring the dog outside. When you bring the other dog, take them both for a walk together. That's the first thing they must do because that's a pleasant experience for both of them. And then when you come back, bring them both in together so that you do not bring the other dog onto that dog's territory, which is going to be possessive, and make a big fuss, you know, with the other dog and walk them and happy together, and then they come back and they'll come into the house together and you won't have that territorial thing.
Thank you, Miss Fitzpatrick, for providing these highly useful tips to make our animal companions' lives more comfortable and safe. Surely the animals thank you for your kind advocacy on their behalf. For more information on Sonia Fitzpatrick, please visit www.soniafitzpatrick.com or follow her on www.facebook.com. Books by Miss Fitzpatrick are available at www.amazon.com. When might our animal companions get frustrated with us? Do animals know whether or not we follow a plant-based lifestyle? What made Sonia Fitzpatrick decide to adopt a family of frogs? To find out, please join us again tomorrow on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, for the conclusion of our interview with Miss Fitzpatrick. Thank you, smiling viewers, for joining us today on our program. May we all make a new animal friend today.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.